over. Stop the car. We gotta move. This ain't no living. This ain't no groove. It's been a long, hard road. Come on, baby. Let's drive it home. Stop the car.
Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropf.
All right, good morning, everybody. Hope that you are staying cool today. It was a little warm yesterday. You know, I'm disappointed. I am. It only got to 109 yesterday. Oh, boy, but I was out in it. Yep, I was out in working around the farm at 107 degrees, and finally I decided I'd had enough, and yeah, I came into the house where it was nice and cool and got cooled off, and it was all good. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Welcome to Political Coffee. So I want to know, did you attend the Friday evening Mike Nierman PCP meeting? Where they chose five people, not just three, but five, to be considered by all the county commissions to replace Mike Nierman, including they chose, because he got the most votes, hello, county commissioners, Mike Nierman. You think they will choose him? Should they choose him? I'll tell you a little bit later exactly what's going on behind the scenes right now, folks. And it ain't good, and that's why you had better step up to the plate. You believe that Mike Nierman has been railroaded out and thrown under the bus by his fellow Republicans, that he is a voice of the people. I want to hear from you if you were at the meeting. What are your impressions? What were you hearing anecdotally of what other people were saying? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Let me just, there's some other things out there too that apparently the Coin6 TV has woken up to what we already know about. And that's that Mike Nierman owns the Northwest Observer website, and that he pens many of the it's a conservative, folks, and we often quote from it on this show. Northwest Observer, just Google it or duck go it up. The reality is this, so what? So what? Who cares? I mean, it's good that someone is standing up providing, and the Northwest Observer does this, is standing up and providing, you know, a conservative look at the news, because you're certainly not going to get it from the mainstream media. And they've not been kind over the weekend to Mike Nierman, so... all right. So, again, what do you think is going to happen here? And did you see that Kate has extended once again the emergency powers until December 2021? Brian Boquist has an interesting piece about this in the Oregon Catalyst. We'll get to that a little bit today. But, you know, the legislative session ended Saturday. And you know what they did? They decided to give illegal aliens full access to Medicaid. Ouch. Do you get full access to Medicaid? You know, it's all that rationed health care, right? Do you think that this is something that is a game changer? Now, actually, we've polled it, and I'll tell you more about that as we go along to the show today. So, Mike Nierman, were you at the meeting? Do you think that the county commissioners will choose him? And what about giving, you know, the illegal aliens getting a bill gets passed, right, at the end of the legislative session? Hey, by the way, a record-breaking $29 billion general fund budget. Now, it's a two-year budget, okay? Record-breaking $29 billion budget. Okay? Supposed to be slightly hotter today, by the way. 114 degrees. Now, that's the real reason the legislature decided to leave, you know? They just, even though the building's air-conditioned. You know, if the building hadn't been air-conditioned, believe me, they would not have been there. I'll guarantee you. Would not have been there at all. By the way, I've been in that building when it's not very cool, and it's ugly. By the way, Kate Brown says that we're going to open up Oregon. Are we? I mean, if she extends her emergency powers, do you think that she's just doing that so that she can continue to try to control us and get the sheeple to just agree to whatever they want? I mean, lawmakers passed a lot of bills, and it wasn't just giving illegal aliens Medicaid, folks. A lot of other things. Like, basically, free graduation requirements. Having no graduation requirements, basically. Eh, you don't have to pass math. You don't have to pass reading. Let's dumb it down a little bit further. Man, what does that say about the state of public education? Some other stories that are out there that I just got to make mention of because I think this is important. Due to the extreme heat, guess what? We can pump our own gas temporarily, of course. Now, I just want to tell you that every year that I was in the legislature, spent 8 years in the House of Representatives, I'm going to tell you that every year that bill was in front of us, it would allow us to pump our own gas, self-serve gas, because we were one of two states that did not have self-serve gas, New Jersey being the other one. And every year I voted against it. And you know why? Not because I don't believe we shouldn't pump our own gas or have the option to do it, because I do. But I just bowed to political pressure. Yes, I'm going to make that confession to you right now. I bowed to the political pressure of my wife and my mother telling me, you are not voting for that bill because I'm not getting out of my car in the wintertime in a dress and get soaked in the rain. Sorry, you will not vote for that bill. And being the dutiful husband that I was, I didn't. Okay. But right now, just because of the extreme heat, you can do that. So tell me, how much sense does it make? I'm watching Channel 12 this morning. It's supposed to be 114 degrees today. Now, I'm going to be in an air-conditioned combine, so that's all good. But I'm telling you, folks, what? They decided, Portland Parks and Recs decides that they're going to close their pools because of employees being exposed to extreme heat. You mean a lifeguard or an employee at a pool can't go jump in the pool once in a while to cool off? Apparently not. At any rate, friends, all of this going on, record-breaking $29 billion general fund budget. And by the way, that's just general fund and lottery fund. Total funds is a lot more than that. Total funds is, and it's a great cartoon, by the way. This is from the Oregon Taxpayers Association of Oregon. It's a helicopter that looks a lot like the, Marine One. Yeah, it's hovering over the Capitol, just dropping tons. Well, actually, it's Joe Biden out the window with a bag, dropping tons of cash on the state capitol in Cape Brown. Yes. You see, we got $3.5 billion in extra money from Congress. Just a few of the last-minute projects that I just want to share with you got funded here. An extra $300 million for mental health. So we can try to undo the wokeism, no hope that is being taught in our public schools. Because they're not teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic. They're teaching race. They're teaching critical race theory. They're teaching transgenderism. Recycling, reproduction. That's what they're teaching. Instead of reading, writing, arithmetic, they're teaching race, recycling, and reproduction. They passed another $275 million for water infrastructure. I wonder how much Fred Girard got of that. Another $600 million for the relief for wildfire victims. Yeah, that's one of the few good things that they did. And by the way, if Fred had walked out and the other rhinos, they could have negotiated that on the way back in. But Fred blames Herman Bersinger and the previous Republican senator for poisoning the well, and the Democrats wouldn't negotiate. How do you know, Fred? Did you walk out and force their hand? Anyway, $410 million to build 3,000 affordable housing units. And you know what's interesting about that? I'll tell you what's interesting about that. Is those are going to be in some of the areas of the state that are the most restrictive to building affordable housing units. Yeah. $100 million to cover new costs for undocumented illegal aliens in Medicaid. Yep, that's the bill they passed. We'll get into that a little bit, too. And $240 million in special per district expenses. This was the money they used to buy off Republicans. House and Senate. $240 million. Everybody got some money. And they got to bring it home. We'll see how much more Fred was able to squeeze out. At any rate, folks, the total budget is a lot more than $29 billion. If you add in fees and federal money, and it's mostly fees, it's going to be probably $90 billion. I haven't looked up to see what the actual number is, but it's an astonishing amount of money. So I want to hear from you, 503-589-1220. Did you attend the Mike Nierman meeting? What were your impressions about that meeting? Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. And I'll Rich just sent me a great Dwayne Johnson, The Rock cartoon. He's saying, tell me you're rich without telling me that you're rich. This gal is next to you. She's saying, I filled up my gas tank, bought ammo, and shot plywood targets at the range. He looks back at her like, what? I don't know what that's all about, but it is what it is. So I hope that you are going to find a way to be cool today. And if not, you need to call Freedom Heating and Air. In fact, I will tell you that I was driving. Where was I? I think it was Saturday. Oh, I was driving home. I spent 6 hours driving my old John Deere 1967 105 combine home from Sublimity to Halsey. It only goes 11 miles an hour, and I had no air conditioning in the cab. It was brutal. But I'm driving along outside of Staten, and you know, I'm off to the shoulder, and around passes me a Freedom Heating and Air van. They were busy out working to keep you cool. It's 114 today, folks, supposedly. So, you need to be cool? Go to their website. Give them a call. They'll come out and help you today. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. 620, back in a moment. No, that's not poverty.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Political Coffee, the show where we talk about the political issues of the day, hoping that they give you some hope or some ability, different thoughts, ideas, phrases that you can share with somebody in your world that is persuadable. Because to be honest with you, folks, that's the only way we're going to change Oregon from the direction we are headed. That and an awful lot of prayer. And the prayer side of that thing, by the way, should be to give you wisdom how to talk to people. And it starts with listening to this show. Political Coffee, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Before I go to Rich, who's first up today, let me just read you the email from Avis, who was at the meeting with Mike Nierman. That's what we're talking about today. If you're just joining us, were you at the Mike Nierman meeting on Friday afternoon? What do you think about illegal aliens getting Medicaid? You know, do you get Medicaid? Do you get government assistance? Or do you have to pay for it? Now we're welcoming all of these illegal aliens. No doubt there are tons of them that are being shipped up here from the southern border. And now we're going to just make it all of them can get Medicaid. You know, that costs us money, too, you know, not just federal money. Anyway, she says the meeting took place. Avis did. This is the Mike Nierman meeting with representatives from the four counties to nominate candidates to the county commission to fill House District 23. 10 candidates had thrown their name into the motion made to carry forward five people to the commissioners. Candidates spoke, answered questions, and the vote took place with the person getting the most votes. Number one was announced last. Senator Dallas Hurd was master of ceremony. Of the five people that were chosen were Anna Scharf, Micker Garris, who has, as you know, a KSLM radio show on Saturdays at 3 p.m. right here. Number three, Jim Bunn, former disgraced congressman. Number two, John Swanson, and the highest vote getter, Mike Nierman. She writes, when Mike's name was announced as number one, the room erupted in cheers. Now, here's what's interesting. Of the 10 candidates, they were asked if they would have voted Mike out. Several said they would have, but admitted they didn't think they had all the information. Next, the county commissioners will decide, and if they cannot decide, then Governor Kate gets to step in and select a candidate of her choice. Who would that be, by the way? Now, I'm going to tell you, after I talk to Rich here, what's going on behind the scenes. But let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning. What do you think today?
Morning. I'm glad to see he's number one.
Yeah.
Second is that anybody who says that pumping your own gas will bring down the gas prices better look at California and the rest of the world. That's total baloney.
It is, totally.
And the other thing, too, is that there's one thing that I ran into, not on my own, but by listening, like I try to do. Will you take Chicago as an example? They have a high crime rate, and they say, well, it's because guns come in from other parts of the state. Well, the interesting thing is when you take that statement and look at it, it comes down to, so let's say Ohio has a different gun law system than Chicago, obviously. Why don't the bad guys use the guns there? They don't, because they go to where there's higher gun laws that the law-abiding citizen is dumb enough to follow.
Yeah,
so they know that there's nobody there that's got a gun.
Yeah. But we had to, you know, Fred and the boys had to hang around so they could get bought off with some of this $240 million that gets divvied up in the legislature. They had to hang around so we could pass a gun storage bill that makes it you, a felon, Rich, if you have all the guns in your home locked up.
Yeah, well, that's just one part of the fallacy. The fallacy is it's too bad that Fred and the boys didn't walk out. My opinion is because all the bad bills are there.
Oh, yeah. And there's a lot of them that will come to light as we go along. And here's my prediction to you, Rich. Everybody's going to be really surprised at how many Republicans voted for these bad bills. I mean, they will be. They will be surprised. I guarantee
that's the sad part.
Against all of them, that's Mike Nierman. So let me ask you, you tell me your prediction. Who do the county commissioners choose?
Oh, it's a tough one. I'd say Nierman, or Nierman.
Only you. Only you could say that. Thanks, Rich.
All right.
It's 27 minutes past the top of the hour. If you were at the PCP meeting on Friday evening at 6 o'clock that chose Nierman, what do you think? What were your impressions? I'm really curious about, you know, people, and I'm glad that people asked the question, would they have, if they were in the legislature, would they have voted to vote him out? Most of them said they would. How did that sit, Will, with you? Well, she says several said they would. We've got 10 candidates. You know, I'd be interested about Jim Bunn. Jim Bunn is no angel, folks. If you get the stories about him. And yet Oregon Right to Life endorsed him? What? And probably, by the way, they did not endorse Mike Nierman. Now, let me tell you what's going on behind the scenes, folks. There is a full-on, full-court press. It's a basketball term, right? By the leadership of the Oregon House Republicans. I can guarantee you this. And probably other House members. Literally. It's a full-on sprint to call every one of these county commissioners, but they're going to focus on Polk County because that has the highest. You have four counties, so you got county commissions, three of them in each county, right? So you got 12. But Polk County has more votes than anybody else because most of the population of the district is in Polk County. They are going to be hammering on the Polk County commissioners like you wouldn't believe. The leadership. Because this is a huge political repudiation of them and what they did. The cowards for not introducing a censure motion rather than expulsion. This, if the county commission choose Mike Newman, this is a huge slap in the face, as it ought to. The Republicans do not. What do you think? Back to 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Or Jeff at KSLM.news. I want to know what you think about Mike Nierman's name was one of five chosen Friday evening. By the way, if you were at the meeting, I'd love to get your live report on this show this morning about the dynamics of the meeting. Kind of what happened. What did you hear other people talking about? Okay, would love to get that. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line to talk about that. Also, what do you think the county commissioners are going to do now? Will they choose Mike Nierman? He got the most votes. Do you think that will matter at all? Or will what I'll guarantee you is happening behind the scenes right now, the pressure being put on those Polk County commissioners and the others, but mostly Polk County, by the Republican House leadership is profound. And they're going to get other lobby groups that have relationships with them also to try to influence their thinking. They do not want Mike Nierman back. And I'll guarantee you they're using words like toxic, crazy, can't work with him. You wait, folks. You'll hear that. Also, the bill giving illegal aliens Medicaid now. Yep. Free government-run health care, which costs you and I some money. Oh, yeah, it doesn't all come, by the way, from the federal government. We have to pay more. So is that the right thing to do? How does that make you feel? Is that fair? Do you get free government Medicaid? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at KSLM.news or Jeff at or excuse me, Jeff at 1220.am. Lee writes an email, but give them more. Dear Kate, it is sad that illegal aliens get sick and need the right to medical help. Is giving them access to Medicaid enough? I wonder how these people that don't contribute to society can pay for the things they need. I'm surprised that you didn't go to the next step and allocate funds from our paychecks to help. After all, they have needs also, and there aren't enough programs for them to collect from, partly because of the language barrier. Maybe there should be a special program to cross the language barrier. We understand that your paycheck isn't affected by these entitlement programs, especially when the clever side deals your position offers. But we understand that these people come from corrupt government and police, so why would they trust America? All they want is a better life and are willing to travel to obtain it. Shouldn't they get more? I believe if Kate could, she would give it all away, which will cost us more in everything we use and do. It's total manure. Mo writes, the Friday night Nierman vote, there were six candidates that stated they would have voted to expel Mike Nierman. One of them made the cut. That was the one thing that turned a lot of them away from them. I talked with some of them after the vote, and almost every one of them stated that that's what turned their decision. Two of my three county commissioners were in attendance. One of them told me after the meeting was over that she was hearing that Polk County was going to be a roadblock to Mike's election. From what she is hearing, we need to get the Polk County residents to contact their county commissioners and demand they choose Mike. Exactly what I predicted. Thank you, Mo. Thanks for that report. If you have a live report and you want to talk about it on the air, would love to hear you. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. It doesn't surprise me that that question being asked would be a major reason why people, the PCPs, did not vote for certain people. Only one of the people who said they would, of the six, there was 10 total, six of them said they would expel Mike. Only one of them made the cut. That's telling. Very telling. But is it going to matter? Well, let me tell you, folks, there's two things you need to be doing. Number one, you need to be praying that great wisdom will be upon all these county commissioners and not just bow to the political pressure from Republican House leadership, number one. Number two is you need to be active. Especially if you're in Mike Nierman's district, you need to call or email each of those county commissioners in Polk County primarily. But if you have are in any of these four counties, Benton County, which is all Democrat, so you're probably going to waste your time there, Polk County, Marion County commissioners, and Yamhill County commissioners. Two of the Yamhill County commissioners are conservatives. Republicans, Lindsey Burschauer and Mary Sterrett. You need to contact them to vote for Mike Nierman. And here's the major argument why. This is the argument Lars made to me on the air when he and I talked about this, and I cannot agree with it anymore. Here's what it is. The people of Mike Nierman's district voted him into office several times now, and this last time by massive numbers. Unelected people from his district, other fellow lawmakers that are elected but not elected in his district, chose to kick him out. That should have been done by the people who voted him in through a recall effort, not an expulsion. Let the people of Polk County decide if Mike Nierman should continue, if he chooses to, and run for office again, but only if he can be reinstated. This was not a choice of the people. This was a choice of fellow politicians. Let the people's will be known, heard, listened to, and then vote on the people's will. And you need to make it clear that you're not going to forget, and that you have to say this, folks. When they come around for re-election, you're not going to forget their vote either for or against. You'll either support them or you're going to work against them. Now, I can tell you that will put the fear of God in each of those county commissioners when you say that. Mike Nierman was supported by the people and is supported by the people, and was, because he got the most votes. You need to say that also. He got the most votes Friday night. That ought to tell you something. But you make sure they understand. He was voted in by the people. He should have been voted out by the people. And you're not going to forget it, their vote, when they're up for re-election. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC Talkline. Were you at the meeting? Would love to get your live report on what you thought was going on. Folks, I want to welcome a new advertiser. It's Pfeiffer Roofing here in Salem. Folks, they are a family-owned business. They've been in business 43 years, 1978. Their motto is prompt, reliable service over 40 years. Now, I want you to go to their website. Check this out. It's PfeifferRoofing.com. Let me spell Pfeiffer. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. PfeifferRoofing.com. And what you notice when it comes up is they have roof replacement, roof max. We're going to talk about roof max in a moment. Roof repair, roof cleaning. Even more importantly, and they offer gutters too. Immediately that pops up is a little window that says, hi there, you have a question, text us here. Now, when Trevor Pfeiffer, who's the second generation now that runs the business, when he came out to look at my roof and talk to me about all that they do, and I'm going to be sharing that with you as we go along here in the coming weeks, exactly what they do when they get on your roof. But I will tell you, one of the things I asked him about, because I noticed that immediately, is I said, all right, so do you have somebody who's actually there constantly that will answer the text message? And he said, yes, there's one of four people, including myself, that get alerted immediately when a question comes in off of the website. Now, that's service, friends. He said, doesn't matter how busy we are. We always answer those questions that come in. Now, let me talk about RoofMax. RoofMax is a new product that you can only get from Pfeiffer Roofing. This is a soybean-based product that is sprayed on your roof, and it extends the life of your roof many, many years. You don't have to put on a new roof necessarily. Now, they'll come out and they'll inspect and they'll take pictures. And that's one of the things that they do. That's why they want you to be home when you've called them and they're looking at your roof, so that they can take pictures of being up on the roof, show you exactly what they're seeing, because it's more than just the roofing material. It's other things. But here's what the cool thing about RoofMax is. This soybean-based material literally permeates into your asphalt roof shingles. And basically, it rejuvenates. It seals it up. It can give you years more life on your roof before you have to replace the roof. And it's done at a fraction of the cost. And you can only get it from Pfeiffer Roofing. So if you have a roof that you know is on its last legs, or you've had leakage problems, need to call Pfeiffer Roofing. They can come out and look and ask them about the RoofMax product. This is really, really important. It's at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. Here's their phone number, 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. RoofMax is the product, folks. And I'll tell you more about that as we go along. Pfeiffer Roofing, they can come out and fix all of your needs. It's 6:48 in the morning. Back in a moment, we'll get to some more things that are happening out there. Impact your life and your emails. Don't go away. Feels like
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589 is the 1220 Power Buick GMC top line. Or you can send me an email to jeff at 1220.am or jeff at kslm.news. Lee writes an email about Mike Nierman. Says, I missed the meeting, but correct me if I'm wrong. If we the people still stands, didn't the people choose him on his merit? Haven't we heard how he works for the people? If he stands for what is right by the Constitution, then he's a thorn in the side of the opposition, who twists the facts to make their agenda seem right. Shouldn't the people have a say in who represents them? Yes. Lee has hit all the right points to think about how you, frankly, what your argument should be if you choose to call any of these commissions. Now, if you're listening to my voice and you're in Marion County, you can call any of the Marion County commissioners. If you're in Polk County, you can call the Polk County Commission. You're probably wasting your time with the Benton County commissioners because they're all liberal lefties. But certainly you're not wasting your time if you call the Yamhill County Commission, even the lefty that is on there with the two conservative Republicans, Mary Sterrett and Lindsey Burschauer. You're not wasting your time. Mike Nierman was elected by the people for who he was and is as a constitutional conservative. And folks, I said this the other day, and it's so true. You don't even know half of the story about the things that Mike Nierman has done for the cause of liberty and the Constitution. It's all behind the scenes. And the story today about Coin 6 is finally waking up to the fact that Mike Nierman owns the website Northwest Observer. That's just one of the things that he's done. It is a conservative news source. It's good stuff. So also is the CBD that I get from Pro Bioscience, this great Salem-based company. In fact, I rubbed some on my lower back, the pain stick, this morning. And within 4 or 5 minutes, I have relief. My lower back's a little sore. I kind of overdid it yesterday in the heat. Working outside. And so it works. And it is Oregon-grown CBD. You know, I grew CBD for a couple of years here in Oregon. I sold it to this company. They only buy Oregon-grown CBD. What does that mean to you? Well, it means you can be assured that you're getting the highest quality product there is. Why? Because Oregon has the toughest standards of growing it in the whole country. And you're not getting imported stuff from China or Mexico. You're getting the real deal, American Oregon-grown product. And the stuff works, folks. Lots of interesting products, even some for your pets. But you really ought to, if you're going to buy CBD, buy it from Pro Bioscience. Go to their website, pro-bioscience.com, pro-bioscience.com. If you buy any of their products online, use the discount code for the month of June, the word father, Father's Day month, the word father, and you get 15% off. You can also find them on the retail shelves at Liquivana vape shops in both Molalla and Silverton, or the tobacco pouch here in Salem on Edgewater, pro-bioscience.com. Julie writes an email about Medicaid, you know, for illegal aliens, this bill that got passed and that nobody was apparently looking at. She says, can you spell cost shifting? This is an accounting procedure which allows one department of a hospital to charge large amounts for its services, such as surgery, to cover the losses in emergency, or obstetrics, which tend to lose money. In physicians' offices, the insured patients through Blue Cross, et cetera, pay more, which kicks up premiums. Even Medicare premiums are up on Parts A and B. Medicaid discounts are huge and do not always cover the cost of an appointment Kate Brownshirt apparently has not heard of, the Hill Burton, which is one of the worst pieces of legislation ever passed, which requires hospitals to treat regardless of the ability to pay. She also does not comprehend hospitals, clinics, and other practices have a bottom line, but then she's a socialist. Yeah, well said. Well said, Julie. By the way, I got a from someone, a never to be named state employee. A friend asked me why no one is stopping the rioters in Portland. I do not know what to say without sounding crazy. She also asked where she can get the news that's just the facts. Well, one of the ways that you can get the news is to go to the website that Mike Nierman owns, that he contributes to, but so do others, Northwest Observer. Why aren't they stopping the rioting? Because it's not in their best interest to stop the rioting. They want anarchy. The leftists who control Portland and the DA, Mike Catch-and-Release Schmidt, the George Soros-funded social justice warrior DA, you know, he declined to prosecute over 1,000 people that were arrested in the violent protests for breaking the law. Anyway, I got another text from someone who shall not be named. It's a quote by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. We know they're lying. They know they're lying. They know that we know they're lying. We know that they know that we know they're lying, and still they continue to lie. Wow, how true. So also is your opportunity to have a great experience with a contractor. That's Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations. Go to his website, righteousrenovations.com. Check out the great pictures of before and after projects, but most importantly, the satisfied customer comments. righteousrenovations.com. Art, you get to end the show today, my friend. How are you?
Hi, Jeff. I want to say one thing. The legislature also increased small business tax, which, of course, is going to affect all of us, me, and a lot of other people. Mike Nierman is the only one I know out of that group that has avidly supported small businesses and has supported us tremendously. There's only one person that should be voted for by anybody who's a Republican or a conservative, and that's Mike Nierman. He's proven himself. None of the others have.
You're right about that. He has. He's absolutely proven himself. You're 100% correct. Who do you think, give me a prediction, who do you think the county commissioners are going to choose?
Well, I don't know much about the Polk County commissioners, but if they're concerned, and they're going to affect it the most, I believe Marion County will go for Mike and hopefully have some influence over the Polk County commissioners.
I hope you're right, friend.
I do too.
Make that happen.
God bless you, Jeff.
Thank you. You too, friend. Keep praying. Keep fighting. See you rich. Dead poor.